Why? Because of the wicked works. Wicked works. Do you in every time. See, that's the thing, is by wicked works. If we still are the workers of wickedness, we can't inherit eternal life. Because the gospel teaches that the work of the gospel in us is to stop that. If that's not stopping, we must not have heard the gospel. In fact, the fact that people are disagreeing with me as I'm speaking this, it shows that the gospel that they have received is not the true gospel of God, nor the gospel of grace, nor the gospel of Jesus Christ, and thereby they cannot be saved until they receive the truth. The gospel in truth. Verse 23, if you continue in the faith, oh my God, there's a condition. There's a condition. You got to continue in the faith. Because add to your faith, virtue. To your virtue, knowledge. Knowledge, patience, to patience. Add temperance. To temperance, kindness. To kindness, you add love. You can add to your love. Even more. It's not limited to those things, but just the things that came up. It's like, well, we're just going to fulfill those seven things. No, it's more than that. There are conditions. We got to continue in the faith. Add to your faith. From faith to faith. Continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, which was preached to every creature that is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, made a minister. Every creature under heaven, meaning, well, I suppose there is an innate thing in man, I don't know, there's an innate thing in me that knows. Even when I believe that other gospel that says, just believe and don't worry about your sin, Christ is covering it up. There's a great cover-up going on. And everyone knows Christians are sinners, right? We're all sinners. I'm still a sinner. I sin every day, ministers will even say. But the hope of the gospel is we could be like him. That is my hope. I expect, that's hope, I expect to be like Christ. And I expect that in my life, it's going to shine brighter and brighter. I expect that in my life that I'm going to travail and bring forth Christ. I know it won't be easy and it's not going to happen overnight. But you know what? Any aspect of it could happen in a moment. I know, because he delivered me from things instantaneously. Sort of. It's like it was 14 years of drug abuse and addiction, and then one day it was all gone, you know. But so in an instant it was delivered. But I'd asked for it for years, you know, and God didn't answer my prayer for years. But then he did. Talk about your long suffering and forbearance of God to lead to repentance, because that's what it does. God's patience leads me to repentance. Repentance is not just like, I'm sorry. It means, I quit. So, back to, don't be moved away from this gospel that I'm preaching. Don't let others steal it away from your heart. Don't let the world seduce you. I've been in that all. And I think of young people and people who have not experienced the world and all the temptations out there, the pleasures of sin for a season, and you think, oh, it's so good, and all it has ever done is made me miserable. Because God has set in my heart heaven, and I'm in the kingdom of heaven. He has set eternity in my heart. I want to live forever. He set this word in my heart. I want the things that are talked about in this word to come true in my life. I have a little faith in God that he can do this. if you continue, I made a minister. Who now, verse 24, rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. The mystery, which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let me read the next verse. I'll read the next two. But look at this. The hope of glory, colon, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. I could almost weep. Think about this. You know, all this stuff he hath reconciled in the body of his flesh, if you continue in the faith. Continue in the faith. Because if you don't continue in the faith, that's the thing. Faith has to continue. It has to grow. It has to build. Faith being alone dies. If you say, well, here's my faith. I believe that God rose Jesus from the dead. And I confess him with my mouth. If that's all you ever get in God, you're dead. And your faith is dead and it will not save you. I guarantee it. But it says if you believe that, you will be saved. It's like saying this. Well, Christ said, go and sin. You know, Jesus Christ taught men to go sin. He did. He said, go and sin. Oh, but what he said was go and sin no more. Yeah, there's a little more to that. And there's a little more to Romans 10. You know, confess in your heart, believe. There's a lot more to Christianity than just doing that. Though, faith is everything. It is the key to which we obtain all the promises. By faith. Through grace. Okay? But, faith is not a pill you swallow. And then you're just inoculated. You've got to continue in faith. Faith leads to other things. Faith will cause you to add virtue to faith.